The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Mem. Today's daf is being studied. Da'inu nishmat Avraham ben Esther, ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Lamed Tet Amud Bet. We are four lines from the bottom. Tane Bar Kapara, and the Braita, the name of Bar Kapara. Ere'er Hazar ve'er'er. Hazar ve'er'er. Im Mahmat Ta'ana Rishona er'er. Enno Hazaka. Ve'im Lav Yesh Lo Hazaka. What is this case? Look at the Rashbam. Er'er. It's on the bottom. וחזר ועדעד בסוף כל גימל וגימל, which means every 3 years, like we just learned in the previous daf, that every 3 years you have to renew your maha'a. You can't go 3 years lapsing without making a protest. ובר כפרה לטעמי דאמר צריך למחות בסוף כל גימל וגימל, every 3 years you have to make another maha'a. Hilkach menhagu le'arer al be'er pa'amim. So therefore there was a lot of er'urim taking place. You would always go in front of witnesses, and I protest. Er'er micha b'fnei adim. And then he did it again, after 3 years. Im machmat ta'ana rishona er'er, de'bichud lehu macha'ot ta'in, ka'achir le'arer be'gazlanuta. If he has the same claim every time he protests, meaning, the guy's a gazlan, he's on my field, harezu mecha'a. Therefore the Ma'zik has no Hazakah, because I made a protest, and my protest is consistent. It's the same protest over and over. אבל אם במחאה הראשונה הזכיר שבגזלנות ירד אל שדה זו, ובמחאה השנייה הזכיר כי משכנת בידו, ואני מוסר לכם עדות זו כדי שלא יחזיק בה, ויאמר מכורי בידי. He changed. The first Macha'a was what? It's stolen. After 3 years passed, he comes along and says, it's a collateral. Now, either way, he's saying, listen, this guy saying, is going to say that I sold it to him. It's not so. He's either a gazlan, and then Macha'a number two is, it's a collateral. He changed his claim. So the Rashbam says, Kevan Sheshina ben Ta'anato, since he changed his Ta'ana, Ena Macha'a. Thank you. It's not a macha'a. Venitkayema chazaka biyad ma'zik. Which means you're lying now. Now already you're changing your thoughts. Make up your mind. Was it stolen or was it a mashkanta? The fact that you changed your ru'ur, therefore already you lose your belief. Therefore, he has chazaka in the field. Or for that matter, you don't got to give the Gemara's case, Rashbam says. You can give a case where in year number one he said one claim, in year number two he said another claim. Bar Kapara just gave you a case where 3 years he gave one claim, then another 3 years he gave another. You can give it in simultaneous, 1 year, 1 year. The end can macha'a klal, lo rishona velo acharona, v'avi achzaka lesof gimal. The keva demicha macha'a acheret b'shana sheniya, since he gave a different macha in the second year, shemachishet macha shel shana rishona, that is machish the first one. Modeu dahu macha shel kedinu vodat ba'adin kima edim dame ubatla la leim macha kamaita. Good, which means you yourself written, you changed. There's no greater testimony than the person himself. So therefore, the macha'a has to be a consistent macha'a from the same claim. If you contradict yourself, your macha'a is batel, and if the other guy has a hazaka, straight din of bar kapara. Amarava. אמר רב נחמן, מחאה בפני שניים, ואין צריך לומר כתובו. And now we get into the rules over here. The first din is like this. How many people have to make the mahaa in front of? According to Rava, he says mahaa bifnei shnayim. And you don't have to tell them, write it. It seems they would write the mahaa on a shtar. That Ploni came to us on such a day, and he protested and said such and such a guy is a gazlan, and he's living on our field, in his field, and so on and so forth. They got to write a shtar.
Do we hold that he has to do it in front of the people? That was just an opinion.
No, that's the machloket. That's the machloket. You have to do it in front of the guy himself. You don't have to. Doing it for machah afilu shelo befanav. Now Rabbah is saying you do it in front of two, and even though you didn't tell him, write it. They can write it without you committing. Normally, when you have a edim marishtar, it's got to be with permission. The guy that wants to start the reading doesn't even write the shtar. In this case over here, you don't have to say down to write the shtar. Why? Because anything that's a zechut for a person could be done even without his permission. It's a zechut for you, for me to write the shtar for you now. I'm going to protect you, then you're going to get the field. So even though you didn't say write it, they can write it without the permission. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Macha'a b'fnei shtayim v'etzlich lomar ketohu, ela kodvim lo ha'edim shtar ma'a'a le'ma'ar'oed liyot b'yado li'adut shemi'a'a b'to gimel v'avbi shelo sivar otam. If they didn't command them, tezachin lo le'adam shelo b'fanav. You're allowed to do a zechut for a person even without him. In front of you, without him knowing, v'shelo b'rishuto, the mistama nihala, mistama, the me'ar'ed is going to be happy that this shtar is going to be written, because he's going to use it now when he goes to Beit Din. Beit Din is going to say, hey, did you make a protest within 3 years? Of course, absolutely. How do we know? I got the shtar. There you go, that's my shtar. So therefore, such a case, you don't got to tell the witnesses to make the shtar. Now they're going to give another case. Top line of Mim. Moda'a. Bifnei Shnayim. A Moda'a is also in front of Shnayim. Ve'en Sarik Lomar Ketovu. What is a Moda'a? What is a Moda'a? Tab Rashbam. Ve'en Moda'a Bifnei Shnayim. Mi She'ansuhu Limkor. Guy forces somebody to sell. He didn't want to sell. But he forced him. How did he force him? He pressured him, whatever it is. So the guy's selling now under duress. V'liten et shelo ba'al korho. V'lichtof shtar mechira. Now the guy's writing a shtar. Yeah, I sold this field to so-and-so. And he don't want to do this, but he's under pressure. O matana b'fnei aidim. Or to give a matana. He wants to force him to give him a matana. Tzarich lehodi akodem lachem l'shnei aidim v'lomar di'u lachem. Shemechira zu. או מתנה של שדה זו שאני רוצה לעשות פלוני שלא ברצון נפשי יעשה. He's got to go to two witnesses before he writes the shtar. Says, listen, I'm telling you what I'm doing right now. I'm under duress. I do not want this to take place. Over this guy is a pressure. You have to move it till it's called a shtar muda'a. Where you have to make it known to witnesses before you write your shtar that this is under duress. Later on you can be move it till it. Later on you go to Beit Din and say, listen, I sold this guy the field. But I was under pressure. Now you say you're under pressure. Maybe you want to back out. No, I have a shtar. I went before even I wrote the shtar. I went to two witnesses, and I told them my claim over here. Ki unsani, the guy's madness. The guy's forcing me. Umachlichani baal korai is forcing me against my will. Velo yiyeh mamash beoto shtar she'aseh. And I don't want the shtar to be worth anything. I don't want the shtar of sale to be worth. Vehayom olamahar tabar ale bedina. Right, and he tells the witness, listen, I'm telling you right now, today or tomorrow I'm going to go back to Beit Din, I'm going to contest the situation over here. Because I gave you a hoda'a, and I gave it in front of you, kodem shenasa ashtar. That's a very important point. You can only write a moda'a before you write the shtar mechira. I can't write a shtar mechira, and then go, by the way, what I did yesterday, I want to mevatir. Not too late. Before you write the shtar of sale, that's Rashbam says, "Vedavka kodem ketivat hashtar, aval acharechen ena modaa shaveh klum." Deimken kol hashtarot shebaadam kishitharet achash nasur nemsur kachud yavo leposlan. Exactly. End of the vasof. Then every time a guy writes a shtar and changes his mind, he'll go for the two. Oh yeah, I was under pressure and all that. So only if he goes to the two guys before. Now the end. Sarich lomar ketovu. Next Rashbam. you don't have to tell the witnesses to write a shtar, because they have to write a shtar for you now. So-and-so came to us on such and such a date and told us the shtar he's going to write is worthless because he's under pressure. But they write that up for him, because he needs a document when he goes to bet team, and he's going to fight it. Then they say, hey, how do we know you under duress? Hey, look, I have a shtar, I want the witnesses. So normally, again, normally you have to command witnesses and write me a shtar, please. In this case, you don't got to command them, because it's zechut for you to have the shtar. And anything is a zechut for you, they're able to do even without you telling them. So look at the Rashbam. The answer is, Lomar Ketovu. Shtar Moda'at. Here's the basic rule, Rashbam says. Kol midi dizchutu lo. Any item that's a zechut, en a'idim sirichim lito lemenu reshut. You don't got to get permission. Okay, now Rashbam has a side question. Why did Rava, when he made these statements, he said two statements separately. Rava said the name of Rahman. Macha'a. When you make a macha'a, it's in front of two, you don't got to tell them to write it. Moda'a in front of two, and you don't got to tell them. Why don't you just put it together? Macha'a b'moda'a sarich shnayim velo. Why do you put them as separate? Yeah, why give them to? Just put them together. It's the same deed. So Rashbam says, the reason why he didn't bunch them all together, let him say, and the next is, we'll see what the Kinyan case is. Because Rabbah said these statements in the name of Rav Nachman. He didn't hear these statements in one day. Through his life, he heard these halachot. It wasn't taught to him in one day. So as he heard them, he said them, but they were separately taught them. Later on, Rava put them all together. But when he learned it initially, he learned them separately from Rav Nachman. Okay, good. Look at the top line again. What on now? So second line. Hoda'a. Oh, what's that case? Bifnei shnayim v'sarich lomar ketovu. Hoda'a. You have to say in front of two people, but you have to tell the witnesses right. What's hoda'a? Rashba. Hoda'a b'fnei shnayim. Adam shemodeh l'chavero b'fnei shnayim shechayav lo maneh. Right. Guy goes in front of two witnesses. Listen, I'm admitting I owe this guy $100. That's the biggest proof that he owes. Hoda'at ba'aldin kema'aydim damit. There's nothing stronger than the admission of the fellow himself. However, sarich lomar ketovu. But there, he has to tell the guys to write the shtar. Because what happens? They're going to write a shtar and they're going to give it to the loveh. And now the loveh has a shtar in his hand. Yeah, so-and-so admitted that he owes me $100. Now there, unless I tell you to write it, they can't write it without his permission. Because this is a chov. This is a debt against him. This is not a zechut for him to write such a shtar. Right? So he says, which means if he doesn't command the lover to write the shtar, which means as long as there's no shtar, I owe you 100. As long as there's no shtar, I'm always ne'eman to say, I paid you. So I don't want a shtar. I admitted I owe you, but I can always get out of it if I want, but always say, where's the shtar? There's no shtar. So just like I'm believed that I owe you.
It's against
them. I don't want a shtar. Now I'm stuck. Right. Now if I get a shtar. So therefore, unless I tell the loveh, write up a shtar, he cannot just write it up without me. That time, because the basic rules we have again. Anytime it's zikhut, they can write up the shtar without his permission. Anytime it's not a zikhut, he's got to get express permission. Okay, very good.
This is after the fact,
meaning?
Making the loan, you can demand the shtar from
the.
It's just that it's made the loan.
Of course, here he's coming admitting.
Coming after.
Correct. Coming after. So I want to keep it in Melve Alpeh. Have more leverage in Melve Alpeh. But if I tell the Lovin, right, you have that, of course. If he gets permission, no problem. Okay. What's the next case? Kinyan. Third line. What's Kinyan? Kinyan bifne shnayim. Be'eno sarik lomar ketovu. Okay. As a Kinyan. Sudar. Remember Kenyan Sudar? What's Kenyan? How does Kenyan Sudar work, boys? I have the handkerchief, let's say, or the Sudar. I have a Hamor. I want the Hamor to transfer to the Uven. The Uven gives me a Sudar. Okay, he's the Kone. He wants to Kone the Hamor. He gives me the Sudar. I pick up the Sudar, and the Hamor transfers to him. That's a regular Kenyan Sudar. Okay? That's one of the Kenyanim. So it says, Kenyan Sudar HaKodah Afnei Shnayim. The Hadush is you only need to do in front of two people. Velo ba'et lata. ומשום דגבי קיום שטרות אמר גימו צריך לבס מוכן לדעה משתם. אוקיי. ואין צריך לומר כתוב, כתוב שטר לכמן. אוקיי, that we're going to see. That the Gemara has to analyze. But Kenyan Sudar is done in front of two people. And you don't got to tell the two guys to write. They can write it up. Now, even though you say, is that a zechut really? The guy is losing his chamor. Mm-hmm. So we have to see exactly what does it mean when the Gemara says, ואין צריך לומר כתוב, you don't have to tell the witnesses to write the shtar, they can write it up even without permission. We'll see for the Gemara what that is. Next case. Kiyum shtarot b'shlosha. That's the final case. What's kiyum shtarot? Rashbam. Kiyum shtarot. Mi sheyesh lo shtar al chavero. I have a shtar against my friend. Right? He owes me whatever it is. V'choshesh shem yilchu ha'edim l'medinat tayam o yamutu. I'm worried. What happens? I need to verify the signature of these witnesses. I'm worried they might go out of town, overseas, or they might die. Now what's going to happen? If I take the shtar out in Beit Din, Beit Din is going to say, this guy's going to claim, it's a forge. How do I counter the claim of forge? I go make kiyum and I do it. I say, no, Beit Din already verified their signatures, it's not a forge. So therefore, I make a kiyum. So it says, "Ukshiyabol igvot chov akatub b'shtar yitara loveki paruahu." He might claim either it's paid already, or mizuyaf, or it's a forge. V'yitzarech lekayim shtaro be'adim emakinim hatimat yedei adim shebishtar. Now, what do I got? Now it's coming upon me. I have to go try to find people that know these people's signatures and testify that the signatures are legitimate. But it's not always able for me to find people like that. So the best thing is always when the witnesses are next to you, let them go to Beit Din. And let them verify that the shtar is certified. Exactly. You bring the actual witness that signed the shtar. And the Beit Din then writes on the bottom of the shtar. We were a Beit Din of three sitting together. And the shtar came in front of us. Ve'atu ploni uploni ve'ashadu ahatimat yadayu. And these two witnesses came and they verified their signatures. Ve'ashrinu ve'kayminu. And we verified it. Kedehazeh, like we're supposed to. Ve'chotmin bo gimel adayanim. And then the three judges have to sign their name on the bottom of the shtar. Ve'u henpik. That's what we call a henpik, which we see many times in the Gemara. Ve'gam ashrata de dayne. Also it's called ashrata de dayne, the certification of the judges. That's why this case needs three. Because this needs a Beit Din. Two is not going to be enough. Anything that needs a Beit Din, you need three. Right? Nishnayim shedanu, two guys that judge, dinehem din. Two judges that sit in court, their rulings are binding, but it's called Beit Din Hatsuf. It's a chutzpah. We're not sitting with two people. You really need three. But here, when it comes to signing a shtar, and verifying it, even with the avad, it's not good. You need three judges to sit. Exactly. Because otherwise, if you tell me that a henpek can only use two, why is a henpek better than the witnesses that signed? This is two, this is two. You need three to verify the two. Otherwise, you put two more names on the bottom. So two, this is two, this is two. And a Beit Din has the power to verify two witnesses on the top. Good? So now we know the four dinim that we just learned. Let's review the four dinim. Actually, if you look at the Gemara gives a siman for that. Siman mamhak. What's the first man? Maha'a. What's the second one? Moda'a. Third one? Hoda'a. Fourth one is kinyan. Okay, and kiyum shtarot. Okay, kof is kinyan and kiyum shtarot. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ikasheli, Akasheli. If I have a question on these statements that you just said, that Rav Nachman taught me, is I don't have any questions. But if I have any questions, it's the following question. Hai kinyan hechidame. I want to go back to the kinyan sudar case. Where you told me when you make a kinyan, it's enough to do in front of two people. He said, I want to understand exactly what's the story over with this kinyan. Look at Rashbam. Amar Rava, Ikashali, Bechor Hanagdinim, Da'amali Rav Nachman, Gabe Kinyan Lehud Udekashali. The only question I have for all these cases is by the Sudar. Hai Kinyan, Demai Medamel Rav Nachman. How does Rav Nachman look at a Kinyan? Ikemase Bedin Dame, Umishum de Domeli Dinchel Dayanim Shimotim Zevenotim Deze. ואף מדי קניין עיר יעדותן שרואים בקניין יוצאים ממון זה בשעת הקניין מיד המקנה ליד הקונה ומשום דדמי למעשה בדי כבר נחמן אין צריך לומר כתוב הוא על מה אף אגב וחוב הוא למקנה לכתוב שטר וליפות זכותו של קונה אפילו רק כותבים העדים בלא רשותו כדין כל מעשה בדין שכוח בדין יפה והפקרה נפקד לכתוב כל הנעשה בפניהם You told me Kinyan Sudar, you don't need to tell the guy, write it. Because what's going to happen now? The Makneh is going to write the Koneh is going to write a shtar. Hey, this guy made a Kinyan Sudar with me over here, and his Hamor now belongs to me. He's writing a shtar. Now, that's a chov to the Koneh. I mean, that's a chov to the Makneh. It's a chov to the person you're taking his chamor. How could you write it without getting permission? So Rabbas, I'll tell you why. Because if you look at a kinyan sudar as a ma'aseh beddin, the beddin executes such a kinyan. Beddin doesn't have to get permission from anybody. Beddin works with rules like hefker beddin hefker. Betin has a right to take money from one guy, give it to the other guy. If you look at a kinyan in the sense it's a ma'aseh betin, that's why you don't got to get permission. Betin witnessed the kinyan sudar, and now they can write the story, even though the guy didn't say, write it. But right, hey, you ordered a story against my will, I didn't tell you to write it, and now you caused my hamor to go to the other guy. We're betin, we can do anything we want. Betin has a right to... Oh, but the problem is, if you look at it like a ma'aseh betin, how can we say you do it in front of two? You should have to do it in front of three. If it's an inyan of bet din, that's why you don't got to get permission to write the shtar. Why do you say you can do it in front of two? In the Kadesh, you have to do it in front of three. Let's read that inside the Gemara. If you say the kinyan is kinyan is inyan of din, but bet din, so you should need three. If it's not like a ma'aseh bet din, Amai eno sarich lomar ketovu. She wanted to tell me, no, it's not a nyan of betin. That's why two is good. Two is good, but it's a chov. So the kavra, he has to get, they have to get permission before they write the shtar. Right? Gemara says, batar de ba'e hadar pashta. After he asked the question, he got the, he solved it. Le'olam lav kema'aseh betin dami. Really, it's not like a ma'aseh bedin. Therefore, two is enough. Then how could you write the shtar without getting permission? The reason why you don't have to say ketovu, shum destam kinyan, v'chtiva omed. We have a rule. Stam kinyan is done to be written. Meaning, asba. Stam kinyan de ketiva omed. Look at the bottom of Rashbam. Mishum de en leacher kinyan. En leacher kinyan klum. Kinyan is the final transfer, correct? Kevan de maknele besudar befne edim. Which means like this. I'll talk to you outside of a reading Rashbam. What's the fastest kinyan you can make? Kinyan sudar. because the Hamor is over there. All I got to do is transfer the guy a Sudar. He picks up the Sudar and the Hamor belongs to him. Normally, Meshicha, Hagbaha, you got to do something. This guy over here, you see from the fact that he's making a Kenyan Sudar, he wants to transfer the item as quick as he can. So the Kenyan shows how fast he wants to be done. That's why the Edim can write the Shtar immediately. Because the guy showed already from the fact that he's using a Kenyan Sudar, how quick he wants to be executed. If he would not use a Kenyan Sudar, if he would use Kenyan Hagbaha or something like that, that's another story. So Rashbam says, Mishum de enna achar kinyan kum dekeva de maknele besudar befne ha'edim umemaher lat no to biyad. He's quick, he's doing it quickly to be maknele ve'eno madhayu ad shirek v'yimshoch. He's not waiting, oh, go to the Hamor, make a Meshicha with the metaltelin. Or yirek v'yazik mekarko. Or let's say it's land. Land also you can make halipin. But he didn't do it the long way. Long way is I go to the field, shovel on it, build a fence around it. No. Metkaberu lak noto ba'ayin yafa. He wants to give it to him generously. You could assume that from the using a Kenyan Sudar, he wants to be written as well. Okay? So that's a Tafka be Kenyan Sudar. The speed that he's using to be makneh it indicates that that's what he wants. And if you're not going to get permission, the Hadush, even though normally it would be a Hov for him. Hey, you're taking a Mahamor, I didn't tell you to write the start. Mahamor is going to the other guy. Hey, what did you do Kenyan Sudar for? Hey, you showed us that you wanted to do it quickly. So your Kenyan that you used speaks for us. Now we get into the Kenyan of a Shtar Moda'a. Let's review what Moda'a is. What's Moda'a? Exactly. I sold the field. Right? I wrote a shtar, all that, but I didn't want to sell the field. I was under pressure. The guy was forcing me to sell it. I was under duress, as we said. So what do? If I write the shtar, I'm done now. The guy's a shtar that I sold it to him. I'm stuck. So before I write the shtar, I go to two witnesses. Listen, Nabotai, I'm writing the shtar of, I'm telling you from now, this shtar is under duress. Later on, I'm coming back to Beit Din, and I'm going to contest the sale. So then, what do they do? They write a shtar. So-and-so came to us on such a date, and he told us the shtar that he's going to write for the sale of this field is under duress, and then I hold on to the shtar, and later on I go to Beit Din, I say, listen, that field, the guy pulls out a star. What do you mean? You sold it to me. I sold it to you. I have another star here that says that star that I sold it to you was under the duress of it. The two witnesses signed it, and therefore I'm contesting it. That's called a star moda'a. Okay? So Gemara says rules on this now. Rabav, Rabbi Yosef, Amitar Vayu. Lo katvinat moda'a. We do not write a moda'a. Ela aman de lo tzayit dina. Only on a guy that doesn't listen to the judges. That doesn't, he's a contempt guy. He won't come to court. For such a guy, you write a hoda'ah. But if a guy goes to court, no. What does that mean? Baram Rashbam. Aman de lo tzayit dina, sarban bedin. The sarban, he's a stubborn guy. Or more than stubborn. He's delinquent. He's contemptuous. He won't come to court. Delot zayid dina le male lo anisat di ika anislach amai lo tavat le bedina. Right, which means if the guy will go to court, so then just take the guy to court. The guy will go to the Beit Din, so we're not going to write a shtar hoda'ah. You wrote a shtar, you sold it to him. If the guy's a normal guy, then if he gets a summons to Beit Din, they go to Beit Din, so then take him to Beit Din. Which means, and then you'll bring your witnesses, that you told witnesses that it was under duress. They don't have to write a shtar. They don't got to write a paper. Just, if the guy will go to court, that's enough. You only write a shtar hoda'ah for a guy that is not going to go to a court. Then already you need the documents. But if a guy goes to court and the guy listens, you don't got a right. That's the deen of who? That's the din of Rava and Rav Yosef. Okay? Correct. Ela aman de lotzayit. He doesn't follow the din Torah. Right. He says over here, because the guy, when he gives the moda'ah to the Beit Din, he's going to say, if you're going to say, Yanus, take me to go to court. Take me to court. He'll say, I'm taking to court because you don't listen to the Din Torah. That's why I had to write the moda'ah. However, Abaye says no. Abaye, when I'm out of me to the Bible, afilu alai ve'alecha. Even for people like me and you that follow the law of the Torah, still, if we want to protect ourselves, you write a hoda'a. We follow the law. Ra'ui l'chtom anu moda'a. Tezimnin de'en bedin mizumam miyad. Exactly. Sometimes bedin is not always available. So therefore, the guy's going to say, hey, if you were honest, how come you didn't take me to bedin? Right? That's the guy's claim. Hey, if you felt I was doing under pressure, how come you take me to bedin? Not always is the Beit Din available right away. So therefore, I had to get this hoda'ah, the shtar in my pocket, so when I got around to it, I took you. That's what he holds. You don't have to have it immediately. So therefore, even if a guy is a... Which even Abaye and who's this? Abaye and Rava. Even for people like us that are religious people, that go, let's follow the Torah, if somebody's under a situation where they're sold under the duress, you write a shtar hoda'ah. The Gemara says rules. Amri nehardei kol moda'a de lo ketiv ba anan yadin al bebe unsa de planya lav moda'a hi. Okay, new law in shtar hoda'a. The witnesses have to know what the onus was. They have to know. He told us it was under duress. This and this happened. This is why they forced him to. They have to know the reason. Not enough just to say, yeah, I'm under duress. Look at the top Rashbam. She'onis gamur yeshlo. They have to write. It's a total onis. Umakirim anu eze onis. And we know what the onis is. Ilo katab ba'ach ila stamak kaduploni amali shene enas. That's just right. Yeah, he told us it was onis. Nothing. That's not a start of the off. You got it. Ploni amal lanu shene enas. Bekach vekach. And this is exactly the situation that happened. Now the Gemara goes into the subject. Moda'a demai. Okay, now we get into the details. What's the case? Give me a case over here that a guy was under duress doing something, and that's why he has to write a shtar hoda'a to let witnesses know that what he's doing, he's under duress. Give me a case. Now, it can be many cases. It can be, that's the case, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. It can be a get. Let's go before we get to monetary. It can be a get. A divorce paper. A man has to give a divorce willingly. He cannot give a get if he's under duress. So maybe the case is talking about where a guy... He wrote a get to his wife. Before he gave the get to his wife, he went to two and said, listen, this get I'm giving over here, I'm under duress over here, and therefore he wants a mevatil. Maybe that's the case of a shtar hoda'a. That could be one case. So let's see the Gemara now. E de gita. Maybe it's talking about a get. Ud matanta. Matanta is a matana. A gift. I go to somebody, listen, I'm giving this guy a gift, but you have to know it's under duress over here. I'm going to contest it later on in the course over there. Maybe that's the case. Get or matana, gilui milta be'almahi. Gilui milta be'almahi. It's enough to reveal your da'at. You don't need to write a shtar hoda'at. What does this mean? Look at Rashina. Look at Rashba. Moda'at de'mai. Third line. Ibe moda'at de'masara gitava matanta lo tzarih kulehai. You don't got to write up, you're under duress, he came to us, you don't need so much. Since already he tells two witnesses, I I'm not doing it willingly. Finish, that's it, you mevatel it. All you need to... Right. All you have to prove is that you mevatel the get. I just get that I'm giving over. I'm mevatel. You don't need write it, write the whole thing, and you'll see why. וכן המתנה שאני מקנה לפלוני, המתנה that I'm giving to such and such, אנוס אני, ואני מקנה אותה בלסוני, תהיה מבוטלת. אף אגב, זה לא יד עיסה דה אונסה דה, here's the key. Even though they don't know the honest, even they don't know the reason, you don't got to explain it to them. So long as you go in front of two people and say, listen, this get that I'm giving over here, אני אנוס. That's enough. They don't have to know, what's the anus? What did she do to you? What's the pressure? What's the blackmail? You don't have to know any of that. But you get, it's enough just to go in front of two and say, ani anus. Big God, a get is no good, and fine. Why? We'll see. We'll see, we'll see. Gilui milta, gilui milta ba'almahi, kilomar. Harbe b'nei adam yukhlu lida onso. It's understandable, his onus. We can understand the onus. The kevan de'eno mekabel mamon, which means there's no benefit over here. He has no gain to mevatel the get. Which means he has no benefit like you'll see in a sale, you have a benefit. Sale, then I got to know why what the pressure was. Because otherwise, I can be lying now. I could sell an item. After I sell it, you know what? Really, I only sold it because I needed money. Now that I have money, I want to mevatel, I want to get the field back. So I go to two people, hey, I was honest. Tell us what the honest was. Because there he has a gain. Because there you got to suspect that maybe he's fooling around. He wrote a document, he sold it because he was pressed for money. Now he got money, now he wants to claim it back. There you got to explain, because there's a gain. Mashaken by a get, what gain does he have? Don't give the get. Don't give the get. There's no reason for him to lie. Look at Rashbam. Ubeget ze shenoten im ita deniha le litnam medato. If he wants to give the get, limsor lama lo limsor modaa. What is he got to give a modaa for? Just give the get. Ve'ilo niha le lo. If he doesn't want to give the get, liten lama lo liten get. Don't give the get in the first place. So it's enough when I go to two guys and say, listen, this get that I'm giving, I don't want to give. The winners will say, your truth doesn't matter, must be he's honest. Otherwise, why is he giving it? If he wants to give the get, just give it, don't come to us. And if you don't want to give the get, don't give it. There's no reason for him to come to us to give the get. So you believed. Umatana ela badai ne'enas beget. Umatana zu, hilkach en sarich lefresh onso. You don't got to explain, you're honest. Here's the key line of the Rashbam now. The lodami lizbine. It's not analogous to a sale. There, when you go to two witnesses to tell them that you're under duress, you got to explain to them what your duress is. Why? The ika lememar. Stam mocher lo britzono mocher. When a guy's selling, every guy doesn't want to sell, right? There's a certain uncomfortability. He needs the money. He's selling willingly. But he's selling because he's under a pressure that he needs money. Hilkach, ika lememar demasar moda'a. De kasabar ayom ulmahar, kishiyu lima'ot mefkina moda'a vetaba'na leledina. Sure, of course. The guy says, you know what? I'll put a moda'a on it. So later on, when I fall back into money, I'll be able to get my real estate back. Mm-hmm. There, where you have a reason to fool around, you got to tell the witnesses at the time what your own is right now. Because otherwise, I could suspect that he's playing a game over here. He sold it at the time. Guy's coming to sell a field. He needs money. That's the fact. That's not honest, by the way. You sell a field, you're selling it willingly because you need money. That's not honest. Honest is, guy put a gun to your head, sell somebody the field. That's honest. Or the guy's blackmailing you somehow. But Stam, so now, I say, you know what? I'm selling because I need money, but I want to get this field back. Maybe one day I'm going to make a lot of money. I have money coming to me later. You know what I'm going to do? I'll go to the two witnesses. By the way, what I'm doing now is under duress. Oh, beauty. So I have them covered. I sell them the field. They write me a shtar. And later on, listen, I came into money. Hey, duress. That's why, since there's a reason, there's a way for me to fool around over here, I got to tell the witness at the time. Listen, my duress is this. But if I don't explain in my honest, they're not writing it up. By a get, I don't got to tell them anything. Because the people are going to say, listen, why is he giving the get otherwise? If he really wants to give a get, don't come in front of us and mevatel it. Just give the get. And if he doesn't want to give the get, don't give it. What is he giving it and mevateling it? Must be he's under a pressure. You don't got to tell us the pressure. There's no other reason why you do such a thing. By a business deal, by a sale, you gotta suspect this whole charade took place. Look at the continuous Babilkach. Ikal de masar moda, the kasamara yom ulmahar, kashuli ma when I fall back at the money, mafkina moda vetabara lidinavi, azor karkashali, I'll get my karka back. Baria shalema otav, avalacha, in birtson nafshon noten get. If the guy's giving the get over here willingly, below honest, lama kotev moda behainam, lo yiten get. He don't give the get then. And if you want to get divorced, give the get and don't go to the two people. Why else would I give a get and go to two people first? By the way, to be honest. We don't get to explain it. So that's the deal. Go back to the Gemara. Hi, moda'a demai. This moda'a demai. Well, what's the case? E the gita, the matanta, or a gift. Gilui milta ba'amma. It's a gilui milta. All I got to do is just tell the witnesses. And then that solves it. Feed is bine. Oh, here's the problem. If you tell me it's a sale, it's a transaction of selling something, Rava says, rule. Lo kadvinan moda'a azbini. You don't write a moda'a on a sale. Oh, look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam after they get white. V'id dizbine. Like 5-7 lines down. That's bad. Shemoser moda'a shereina sufi chalavia moda'a ad she'aidu ha'adim shemakirim me'on so mishum de'ika l'mad de'lo anis ena ashtar l'mad sarik ba'yom l'mahal l'v'ed l'mitharit ba'yom b'yichid ha'kishdim in l'mad v'ichim asal ashtar moda'a l'mad lo katfina moda'a azbini. Rava holds. You don't write a moda'a in such a case. Why? Ned'edi ta'ama de Rava mishum de'amin l'kab. We're going to learn later on in the perek. Hilcheta tiluya v'zavin. Let's say, literally, the guy hung me up and forced me to sell. He forced me. He hung me up on a tree. If you don't sell me, you feel I'm not letting you down from the tree. He forced him. Zivine. The sale is a sale. Even though it was forced, it's a sale. Velo amran ela besade stam. Which means, a guy came along and said, sell me one of your fields. Shekafu limkor achat besadotav. He forced to sell one of his fields. He's forcing him. So the guy who's selling is being forced. He chose the one that he's going to sell. He said, you know what? I'll sell you this one. Once already we see he's choosing, then already you say, at the end he probably did it willingly because he unloaded his worst field to the guy. So therefore, even though I'm forced, if I'm choosing the field that I'm going to sell to you, the Gemara says the sale is binding. The only time the sale is nullified is where the guy is telling me this field. When you're forcing me on a specific field and that's against my will, then the sale is not binding. You don't need a moda'a because if I gave you the field, I chose the field, then the sale is binding. Moda'a is not going to help me. And if it's the field that he's claiming, and that I, this field, then I don't need a moda'a. The sale is not binding without a moda'a. The man of shach. If it's, you understand? No, no matter.
No choice.
Exactly. If.
You
have a choice. Again, rules. These are the two rules you have to remember. In a transaction, there can be one of two cases. I'm being forced in both cases. But if I'm being forced and I decide which field I'm going to sell, because you got to sell me a figure. You know what? I'll sell you. Take that one over there. Once I'm already choosing the field, the sale's a sale. That's, I can't mind hold on that. I'm not saying honest. I chose the field at the end of the day. Even though I was forced and all that, but I chose the field. So hold on, it's not going to work in that case. Oh, what about the case? I want this specific field. And I'm being forced to sell this specific field. Then you don't even have to write a hold on. The sale's not a sale. I could just go to court after and say, listen, there's witnesses that said that to say I was under duress. I don't need a shtar. I don't got to give my honest. So give me the case where a hoda'a is written. Get? No. Matana? No. In a field? Not necessary. So what is the case? So the Gemara says, oh, so comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you the case.
Why matana?
Because why are you giving the matana?
Nothing to gain.
If you don't want to give the matana, don't give it. If you want to give the matana, so why are you going in front of these two guys for? Okay, by matana.
It's forcing me.
Very good. That's why. Very good. That's why you don't have to explain your onus to the witnesses. There's no benefit. When I go to two witnesses, listen, this matara that I'm giving when this duress, they'll say, we believe him. Why else would he? If he's not under arrest, just give it to him. If he doesn't want to give it, don't give it. Ella must be coming to us, he's not under arrest.
As long as it says, the olam desbine. Really, the case is talking about, it's a sale. Umode rava echa de anis. And the case where he's honest, Rabbah will agree in a specific case. Uchma'ase de pardesa.
Like the case of the pardes, like the case of the orchard. What's the case of the orchard? Story.
Ha'u gabra.
Guy.
Meshken pardesa lehavre letlat shenim.
A guy was owed, let's say, $1,000. Right? What did he do? He got the field of the borrower as a mashkon. I'm holding on to the field, right? For a certain amount of time. Until he pays me back. Like mashkanta de sura, a case like that. Right? I'm holding on to the field until he pays me back. Or every year I deduct something from the loan as I'm holding the field. Good.
Batar de akhla tlat shene hazaka.
Now what happened? He's on the field for 3 years already. Now he wants this field over here. So he's going to be a wise guy. What does he do?
Amar imizabantli mutav.
Hey, listen. You want to sell me the field? No problem. Now he's trying to force a sale. You want to sell to me this field? I'll take it. No problem.
V'ilo,
and if not, I'm taking it anyway. You know how?
Kavishna l'shtar mashkanta.
I'll hide the shtar that this is a mashkun. And anyway, I'm here for 3 years.
V'amina l'kuhai biyadi.
And I'll just tell you, I bought it. Betty is going to believe me. 3 years on the field. I have an imanu to say you sold it to me. So therefore, now this guy over here, he's under duress now. This guy is forced now.
So in this case, I got the kavina and moda. In such a case, you write a moda.
Now look at the case. The case is much more interesting. The Rashbam brings me from the Rabbeinu Hanan El, gives me the scenario. Look at the Rashbam. Beautiful case here.
Hay ovdat de pardesa, pirush rah. Heach yad'u a'edim be'onesh shel ba'al pardes.
What's the case? Which means the owner of the pardes has to go to the witnesses and has to tell the witnesses what? And this guy's forcing me. This guy's pressuring me. And he has to explain to them what the onus is. Now, how are the witnesses going to know what the onus is? Give me the case that the witnesses will know what the onus is. What happened over here?
So Rashbam explains the case. Look at in Rashbam. I want you, Bekach Pidesh.
You see in the Rashbam, Kach Pidesh.
I want you to just read the actual case itself. It's in the Rashbam, Hay Ovdat de Pardesa. One, two, second line, Kach Pidesh, in the middle of the line. You got it?
Follow inside.
Look at the Rashbam, Dibura, which is Hay Ovdat de Pardesa. On the second line down, Bekach Pidesh.
First word on the line, Ba'akifin.
First word on the line is Ba'akifin. Is that the case, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's read inside.
Atam bare de pardesa,
the owner of the field,
gabesa de vodinu, hani mile shirotze zel gozlo pardes petarotav.
Right away, when he sees what's coming down, he goes to two and he says, listen, this guy's a wise guy. It's extortion over here. This guy, I gave him a mashkon, and the guy's threatening me that, listen, if I don't sell him the field, he's going to come along and say, hazaka, and he sold it to me. I'm letting you know what's going on. Okay, so they're aware. Now watch what happens. He says, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to claim the field in front of this guy. What's going to happen? And he's going to claim he bought it from me. Okay? He's telling the witness, I'm telling him what's going to happen. I'm going to go ask him for my field back. And watch, he's going to say that I sold it to him. Continue, wait. And he's going to say, you have no recourse. I have 3 years, but a claim.
Now,
Ubatar achi. Now watch what he does. He has to prove that the guy is a liar, this guy.
Ubatar achi amar le b'hashai.
He goes to the guy that's on the collateral. Listen, between me and you, I'm going to sell you the field. Don't problem, I'll sell it to you. I'll sell it to you. I agree. And what is... So the guy says, okay, but write me a shtar. Right? So now what's going to happen? Now they're going to go to Betin, and he's going to come along, and they're going to say, okay, whose field is this? Because, hey, I have a star. Oh, wait, you just said over here,
before you didn't have a
star.
Before you came into Beit Din, you said, I have no shtar, I'm here for 3 years, he sold it to me. Now all of a sudden you're coming into Beit Din, so you're a faker, you're a liar. Which means he sets the guy up. He sets the guy up first, he tells the witness initially, watch, I'm going to go to the guy now, he's going to claim that what? That the 3 years, you sold it to me, I don't have a shtar. So do that. Hey, it's my field. Your field. It's my 3 years. You hear what he said? Yeah, in front of these two guys. You hear what he said? I heard him. Okay, good. Now he said to somebody, he goes, listen, by the way, I agree with you. You know what? I'm going to sell it to you. Now, before...
It's not a smart guy.
Yeah, what would he know? Why did he come to
the you know, he wants to get the field of me. He's not a smart guy. He's a good enough guy. Of course he's not a smart guy. So now, he goes to the guy, listen, I want you to sell, I'll sell to you. But before he writes the shtar, he goes to the witnesses again, write me a hoda'ah. I'm under duress over here for this item over here. Now, when he comes to Beit Din, they know the onus. They know the onus. Hey, we know this guy. How do you know? He had 3 years left. Because the first time he told us, he don't have a shtar, he bought it. Now he's coming along and saying, oh, here's my shtar. Hey, this guy's a faker. So they know the onus from the way this guy. In such a case, you write a shtar. Let's just finish it in there. Finish it in the Rashbam. He tells him in secret. He says, okay, write me a shtar mechira. He writes a shtar. Bring me the shtar. Which he tells him, okay, write me a shtar and bring it to me. I'll pay you. He goes back to this and the guy tells me, write me a shtar and give it to me. לכתוב לו שטר מחירה, וכן עשה. וקודם שכתב, before he wrote the star, מסר השטר מחירה, אמר לי, אני, אתם שמעתם, you heard already שטען נקוחי בידי, וגם השנים, you heard already his claim that he bought it for 3 years, right? וענה כתב לנו שטר מחירה, כמו שאמר שלא בפניו, and I wrote the star, וקבל הדמים, השטר מסר, ענה מודעה כמה, I'm writing a מודעה now, I'm not selling it willingly. He's stealing my mashkon. What's going to happen? He takes it to Beit Din. I'm going to take it away from him. So in this case over here, you write it. Because this case over here, you're able to, a regular field case, no. So come out this case. Get, you don't need hoda'ah. Matana, you don't need hoda'ah. Zbine, on a sale, depends. If it's, he gave the field willingly, he chose the field, it's binding, there's no hoda'ah on that. That's not honest. If it's specific, it's a batel without a shtar hoda'ah. What's the case? The case of the mashkon, the case of the pardes. Good? Baruch Adonai Olam.